Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Robertson moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robertson moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pennock for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray bunts towards third. Robertson fields it, throws to second, with DeRocher covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Musel reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Musel moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgerow hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manish strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 1 in the game. DeRocher strikes out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. Kress moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Lazzari moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, Browns, 1. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Derosier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derosier is 0-for-2 in the game. Derosier hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgerow bunts towards second. Lazzari picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lazzari. Blue moves to third. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari catches it and throws to first to double up Badgerow. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pennock for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robertson scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 3 in the game. Durocher hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pennock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durocher moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Durocher scores. Pennock moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang pinch hits for Sam Gray. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is hit by the pitch. Beauty McGowan pinch runs for Wally Shang. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.